It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rick Davis with Price City, and I have Megan Marshall. We're going to call her the Parade Coordinator for Price City. I think that's her new title now. She did really good a few years in a row, and so now she's just going to own that title because we have got, believe it or not, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk right now about, you know, we're looking for grand marshals. We're looking for floats, those kinds of things. And then all the ins and outs that you have to do to be a part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Rick, Megan, thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you very much.
This is great. This is one of my favorite days of the year. Whether, you know, I love St. Patrick's Day, and I love doing the parades. It's always a lot of fun. It's always great because St. Patrick's Day is really, it seems like it's that first big outing. You know, everybody comes out after a long winter and gets together and has a great time. Mm-hmm. And so you guys are kind of looking for, you know, Grand Marshal nominations, and you're looking really for people that want to enter floats in this parade. So, Rick, we're going to start with you, and let's talk about what people need to do if they want to be in this parade.
Of course, we've got that out on the website and a webpage, and so to ask to get into that information to Megan, and that's the best way to do it, and we will have your float entries, and we will also have your nominations. And so Megan's going to talk a little bit more about that on how we're going to do that and how many we've already had, you know, that's got interest in doing this. So it is going to be a great parade.
And Rick, before we came in here, you were talking about the fact that, you know, this has kind of been, the St. Patrick's Day Parade has kind of been your baby for the last little while. And then Megan came in and she's been nothing but help. And so what does the St. Patrick's Day Parade mean to you?
Oh, it's just, you explained it exactly, you know, is that this is the parade to start the year out. And everybody wants to get out. We've been through a long winter. We're tired of just staying at home. Here's the parade. We're going to celebrate it. Everybody's going to have fun. And it's just going to be ham and eggs. And it just goes on and on. And it's just a great event to have.
And you know, I think I'm going to say this, and I am going to knock on wood the same time I said it. Let's hope we have weather like we had last year.
Yes. Right.
Last year's parade, the weather was perfect.
It was.
It was no wind. That's all that takes to really be perfect in March, right?
Right.
It is no wind.
Sunshine
so,
and no wind.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm asking for.
Megan, let's talk to you then about this. How are things going as far as getting people to sign up for the parade?
It's been really great. Since we introduced registration on the website a few years ago, it's really been streamlined, and it makes it really easy to not only and jump on there to nominate a Grand Marshal, but also to enter your float. It's one quick registration form to fill out. It's still free to participate. It's just PriceCityUtah.com. You jump on there, fill out that form really quick, and then your spot is set.
And you know, I think that it's very important because those are the funnest ones. It's very important to note that, yes, businesses, civic groups, schools, those kinds of things get mm-hmm. involved in the parade. But you know what? The families,
yes,
that just get out and either put in a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, or even there were some last year that it was bikes and mm-hmm. wagons and things like that. Those are the fun ones. That's the good times right there.
I love seeing those.
And you're looking for those as well.
Absolutely. We've even introduced a trophy category for the best family entry. We want to see you out there. Bring your pets. Show them off. Jump on your horse. Come down the street. Jump in your side-by-side. Decorate it. It's really a great opportunity to work with your family and decorate a fun entry and participate in this thing. It's a blast.
And there are also other prizes and things that are tied to this as well, aren't there? What are some of the prizes?
Yeah. So we're working with ETV, and they're offering advertising packages in different sizes for different winners. We're also doing the text to vote system for the viewer's choice. So the participants in the crowd are texting in their favorite float, and that's introduced a whole new level of competitiveness. It's so much fun. But yeah, we're also looking at new prizes for this year, new coverage. We're going to look at having a drone cover and record the whole thing. We're just looking at ways to improve it and make it a lot more exciting, more fun, more engaging every year for everybody involved.
And you had mentioned at the beginning of that about the Grand Marshal. What does it take to be a Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
What we're looking for, and again, this is open to the public to submit a nomination for a community member that really loves our community, you know, that has gone above and beyond to support this area and its citizens. And so on the nomination form on Price City's website, we simply ask that you submit their name and a brief summary as to why you think they should be nominated as Grand Marshal. And then in the end, we've got the deadline on there as well that will tally up the votes to see how many nominations, how many votes everybody has gotten. And it's just a really great way to show appreciation and respect to our community members who really make a difference around here.
And that's really another fun part of it, too, is that Grand Marshal and what they really mean to the community. That's a great thing, too, about the parade. And that's any parade, but this one, it's extra special.
It is.
It really is.
It is. And this being the 40th parade makes it pretty special as well. We're super excited about all the new changes, all the fun activities that we're going to incorporate, and really just a great opportunity to get out of the house. Let's get out there and enjoy some sunshine again.
All right. Now, I know that you guys like to, you know, try and get a parade lineup and everything ahead of time and those kinds of things. So do you have a deadline for floats that you're looking at, or are you willing to go up to the day of? If somebody shows up, we're going to put you in it.
Rick's been there several times. We've never turned anyone away.
No.
We do prefer if we have the deadline is 2 days prior.
Okay.
So that gives me time to make sure that everybody has a float number, they have the instructions that they need for lineup. But the most important thing to remember is the sooner you sign up, the better your spot is in line. Let's be honest.
Do you want to be at the end of the parade? That's what it boils down to.
Exactly.
When nobody can hear you because you're trying to talk over the fire engines. Is that where you want to be?
Exactly.
Right? That's what it boils down to, isn't it?
So signing up the sooner the better is always encouraged. And we're open to special requests. If you've got music playing, if you need to be in a particular spot, there's a section on the registration form for special notes, and we're happy to accommodate as best we can.
All right. And all that information is on the Price City website, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Rick, was there anything you wanted to add before we get out of here?
I do. There's one thing that as we go through this is that we have included to get a trophy, a number of different categories. So somebody isn't coming in and saying, well, I didn't want to spend that much money, but they did or whatever. So let me tell you what the categories are that you can actually get a trophy for. The funniest, the best use of theme, most beautiful, mayor's choice, chairman's choice, and then, of course, like Megan had said, the viewer's choice, where they send their vote in that they feel that should have been the float that should have been recognized for a trophy.
All right. And before we get out of here, let's unveil the theme. What is this year's theme for the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Well, we did away with themes, the actual worded themes a few years ago. So really, it's just decorated in St. Patrick's Day feel.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
What we want to see.
Something that
dress it up in the green. We want to see those shamrocks. We want to see the respect that this holiday deserves. Let's get out there and show our spirit.
All right. Rick Davis with Price City and Megan Marshall, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, all the forms are on the Price City website. It's the St. Patrick's Day Parade taking place March 12th, downtown Main Street in Price. Of course, it's going to kick off at noon. I'm going to be there, and I'll be looking for you as well. Rick, Megan, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invite, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.